Welcome to Comiskey Park in Chicago, for the game between the Philadelphia Athletics and the Chicago White Sox. Here are the starting lineups. For the Philadelphia Athletics. Batting in the leadoff spot. The second baseman, Max Bishop. Batting second. The center fielder, Mule Haas. Batting third. The catcher, Mickey Cochran. Batting fourth. The left fielder, Al Simmons. Batting fifth. The first baseman, Jimmy Fox. Batting sixth. The right fielder, Bing Miller. Batting seventh. The third baseman, Jimmy Dykes. Batting eighth. The shortstop, Joe Boley. Batting ninth. The pitcher, Rube Wahlberg. Pitching for the Philadelphia Athletics, Rube Wahlberg. For the Chicago White Sox. Batting in the leadoff spot. The first baseman, Lou Blue. Batting second. The second baseman, Bill Sissel. Batting third. The right fielder, Carl Reynolds. Batting fourth. The left fielder, Bob Fothergill. Batting fifth. The center fielder, Ike Ekrod. Batting sixth. The shortstop, Luke Appling. Batting seventh. The third baseman, Willie Kaum. Batting eighth. The catcher, Benny Tate. Batting ninth. The pitcher, Vic Frazier. Pitching for the Chicago White Sox, Vic Frazier. And now, play ball. Max Bishop is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Bishop hits a line drive into center field for a base hit. Mule Haas is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Haas bunts in front of the plate. Tate fields it and throws to first for the out. Bishop moves to second. One out. Mickey Cochran is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Cochran hits a pop-up, foul, in front of the plate. Tate settles under it and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Al Simmons is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Simmons hits a ball on the ground towards the mound. Frazier fields it and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning one, with the score, the Athletics nothing, and the White Sox nothing. The White Sox will come to bat. Lou Blue is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Blue hits a fly ball into left field. Simmons settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Bill Sissel is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Sissel hits a pop-up, foul, towards first. Fox settles under it and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Carl Reynolds is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Reynolds hits a ball on the ground towards third. Dykes fields the ball and throws it to first. Safe. Bob Fothergill is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. There goes Reynolds. The throw from Cochran and he is safe. Reynolds steals second. Bob Fothergill is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. There goes Reynolds. The throw from Cochran and he is safe. Reynolds steals third. Bob Fothergill is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Fothergill hits a ball on the ground towards first. Fox scoops up the ball, races to the bag, and beats Fothergill for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning two, with the score, the Athletics nothing, and the White Sox nothing. The Athletics will come to bat. Jimmy Fox is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Fox hits a ball on the ground towards short. Appling scoops it up and throws to first for the out. One out. Bing Miller is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Miller takes first base on ball four. Jimmy Dykes is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Dykes strikes out. Two outs. Joe Boley is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Boley takes first base on ball four. Miller moves to second. Rube Wahlberg is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Wahlberg hits a fly ball into left field. Fothergill settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 2, with the score, the Athletics nothing, and the White Sox nothing. The White Sox will come to bat. Ike Ekrod is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Ekrod hits a fly ball into right field. Miller settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Luke Appling is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Appling hits a pop-up, foul, towards first. Fox settles under it and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Willie Com is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Com hits a ball on the ground towards the mound. Wahlberg fields the ball and throws it to first. Safe. Benny Tate is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. The ball gets by Cochran for a passed ball. Com moves to second. Benny Tate is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Tate hits a fly ball into right field. Miller settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 3, with the score, the Athletics nothing, and the White Sox nothing. The Athletics will come to bat. Max Bishop is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Bishop is 1-for-1 in the game, with a single. Bishop hits a ball on the ground towards first. Blue scoops up the ball, races to the bag, and beats Bishop for the out. One out. Mulehaus is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Haas is 0-for-0 in the game. Haas takes first base on ball 4. Mickey Cochran is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Cochran is 0-for-1 in the game. Cochran hits a fly ball into center field. Ekrod settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Al Simmons is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Simmons is 0-for-1 in the game. Simmons hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Sissel fields it and throws to second for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 3, with the score, the Athletics nothing, and the White Sox nothing. The White Sox will come to bat. Vic Frazier is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Frazier hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Bishop scoops it up and throws to first for the out. One out. Lou Blue is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Blue is 0-for-1 in the game. Blue hits a ball on the ground towards short. Boley scoops it up and throws to first for the out. Two outs. Bill Sissel is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Sissel is 0-for-1 in the game. Sissel hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Bishop scoops it up and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 4, with the score, the Athletics nothing, and the White Sox nothing. The Athletics will come to bat. Jimmy Fox is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Fox is 0-for-1 in the game. Fox takes first base on ball 4. Bing Miller is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Miller is 0-for-0 in the game. With a walk. Miller takes first base on ball 4. Fox moves to second. Jimmy Dykes is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Dykes is 0-for-1 in the game. Dykes hits a ball on the ground towards the mound. Frazier fields it and throws to third for the out. Miller moves to second. One out. Joe Boley is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Boley is 0-for-0 in the game. With a walk. Boley hits a ball on the ground towards short. Appling picks it up and throws it away. That's a base hit and an error on Appling. Miller scores. Dykes moves to third. Boley moves to second. That run is unearned. It's 1-0, Athletics. Rube Wahlberg is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Wahlberg is 0-for-1 in the game. Wahlberg hits a ball on the ground towards third. Com fields it and throws to first for the out. Dykes scores. Boley moves to third. That run is unearned. Two outs. It's 2-0, Athletics. Max Bishop is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Bishop is 1-for-2 in the game, with a single. Bishop hits a ball on the ground towards first. Blue scoops up the ball, races to the bag, and beats Bishop for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 4, with the score, the Athletics 2, and the White Sox nothing. The White Sox will come to bat. Carl Reynolds is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Reynolds is 1-for-1 in the game, with a single. Reynolds hits a fly ball into center field. Haas settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Bob Fothergill is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Fothergill is 0-for-1 in the game. Fothergill hits a line drive into right field for a base hit. Ike Ekrod is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Ekrod is 0-for-1 in the game. Ekrod hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Bishop scoops it up and throws to first for the out. Fothergill moves to second. Two outs. Luke Appling is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Appling is 0-for-1 in the game. Appling hits a pop-up towards the right side of the infield. Bishop settles under it and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 5, with the score, the Athletics 2, and the White Sox nothing. The Athletics will come to bat. Mulehaus is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Haas is 0-for-0 in the game. With a walk. Haas hits a fly ball into center field. Ekrod settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Mickey Cochran is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Cochran is 0-for-2 in the game. Cochran hits a line drive into right field, out of the reach of Reynolds. Cochran reaches second base with a double. Al Simmons is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Simmons is 0-for-2 in the game. Simmons hits a long drive deep into left field. That ball is going, gone. A 2-run home run. It's 4-0, Athletics. Jimmy Fox is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Fox is 0-for-1 in the game. With a walk. Fox hits a ball on the ground towards short. Appling scoops it up and throws to first for the out. Two outs. Bing Miller is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Miller is 0-for-0 in the game. With two walks. Miller hits a fly ball into right field. Reynolds settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 5, with the score, the Athletics 4, and the White Sox nothing. The White Sox will come to bat. Willie Com is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Com is 1-for-1 in the game, with a single. Com takes first base on ball 4. Benny Tate is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Tate is 0-for-1 in the game. Tate hits a pop-up towards third. Dykes settles under it and makes the catch for the out. One out. Frank Grubb pinch hits for Vic Frazier. Frank Grubb is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Grubb hits a pop-up towards the right side of the infield. Bishop settles under it and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Lou Blue is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Blue is 0-for-2 in the game. Blue takes first base on ball 4. Com moves to second. Bill Sissel is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Sissel is 0-for-2 in the game. Sissel hits a fly ball into center field. Haas settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 6, with the score, the Athletics 4, and the White Sox nothing. The Athletics will come to bat. Ted Lyons now pitching. Jimmy Dykes is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Dykes is 0-for-2 in the game. Dykes is called out on strikes. One out. Joe Boley is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Boley is 1-for-1 in the game, with a single and a walk. Boley hits a line drive into left field, out of the reach of Father Gill. Boley reaches second base with a double. Rube Wahlberg is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Wahlberg is 0-for-2 in the game. He's got one RBI. Wahlberg hits a line drive into right field for a base hit. Boley scores. It's 5-0, Athletics. Max Bishop is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Bishop is 1-for-3 in the game, with a single. Bishop hits a line drive towards short. Appling catches it and throws to first to double up Wahlberg. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 6, with the score, the Athletics 5, and the White Sox 0. The White Sox will come to bat. Carl Reynolds is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Reynolds is 1-for-2 in the game, with a single. Reynolds hits a line drive into left field for a base hit. Bob Fothergill is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Fothergill is 1-for-2 in the game, with a single. Fothergill hits a fly ball into center field. Haas settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Ike Ekrod is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Ekrod is 0-for-2 in the game. Ekrod hits a line drive into right field for a base hit. Reynolds moves to third. Luke Appling is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Appling is 0-for-2 in the game. Appling strikes out. Two outs. Willie Kham is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Kham is 1-for-1 in the game, with a single and a walk. Kham hits a line drive into center field for a base hit. Reynolds scores. Ekrod moves to third. It's 5-1, Athletics. Smee Jolly pinch hits for Benny Tate. Smee Jolly is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Jolly hits a line drive into right field, out of the reach of Miller. Jolly reaches second base with a double. Ekrod scores. Kham moves to third. It's 5-2, Athletics. Irv Jeffries pinch runs for Smee Jolly. Ted Lyons is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Lyons strikes out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 7, with the score, the Athletics 5, and the White Sox 2. The Athletics will come to bat. Butch Henlein now catching. Mule Haas is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Haas is 0-for-1 in the game. With a walk. Haas hits a ball on the ground towards first. Blue scoops up the ball, races to the bag, and beats Haas for the out. One out. Mickey Cochran is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Cochran is 1-for-3 in the game, with a double. Cochran hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Sissel scoops it up and throws to first for the out. Two outs. Al Simmons is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Simmons is 1-for-3 in the game, with a home run. He's got two RBIs. Simmons hits a ball on the ground towards third. Kham fields it and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 7, with the score, the Athletics 5, and the White Sox 2. The White Sox will come to bat. Lou Blue is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Blue is 0-for-2 in the game. With a walk. Blue hits a ball on the ground towards short. Boley scoops it up and throws to first for the out. One out. Bill Sissel is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Sissel is 0-for-3 in the game. Sissel hits a line drive into center field. Haas settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Carl Reynolds is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Reynolds is 2-for-3 in the game, with two singles. Reynolds hits a fly ball into left field. Simmons settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 8, with the score, the Athletics 5, And the White Sox too. The Athletics will come to bat. Jimmy Fox is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Fox is 0 for 2 in the game. With a walk. Fox bunts towards third. Com can't make a play. That's a base hit. Bing Miller is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Miller is 0 for 1 in the game. With two walks. Miller hits a line drive into left field for a base hit. Fox moves to second. Jimmy Dykes is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Dykes is 0 for 3 in the game. Dykes strikes out. One out. Joe Boley is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Boley is 2 for 2 in the game, with a single, a double, and a walk. Boley hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Sissel fields it, throws to second for one, and over to first, double play. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 8, with the score, the Athletics 5, and the White Sox 2. The White Sox will come to bat. Bob Fothergill is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Fothergill is 1 for 3 in the game, with a single. Fothergill hits a ball on the ground towards third. Dykes fields it and throws to first for the out. One out. Ike Ekrod is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Ekrod is 1 for 3 in the game, with a single. Ekrod hits a fly ball into left field. Simmons settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Luke Appling is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Appling is 0 for 3 in the game. Appling hits a line drive into center field. Haas settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 9, with the score, the Athletics 5, and the White Sox 2. The Athletics will come to bat. Rube Wahlberg is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Wahlberg is 1 for 3 in the game, with a single. He's got 2 RBIs. Wahlberg hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Sissel scoops it up and throws to first for the out. One out. Max Bishop is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Bishop is 1 for 4 in the game, with a single. Bishop hits a line drive into left field for a base hit. Mulehaus is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Haas is 0 for 2 in the game. With a walk. Haas hits a fly ball into left field. Fothergill settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Mickey Cochran is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Cochran is 1 for 4 in the game, with a double. Cochran hits a fly ball into right field. Reynolds settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 9, with the score, the Athletics 5, and the White Sox 2. The White Sox will come to bat. Willie Com is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Com is 2 for 2 in the game, with 2 singles and a walk. He's got 1 RBI. Com hits a fly ball into left field. Simmons settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Butch Henlein is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Henlein strikes out. Two outs. John Kerr pinch hits for Ted Lyons. John Kerr is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Kerr hits a fly ball into center field. Haas settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The game is over. The final score, Philadelphia Athletics, 5, and Chicago White Sox, 2. Goodbye from Comiskey Park in Chicago.